Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Matt. I wish you would have more of a conversation with me than just let me make my statement and then you respond, because I usually could respond. But, you know, as I listened this morning, Senator Johnson is going to be reelected because he was right on all issues. Inflation, crime, as Sam talked about, Milwaukee, Chicago, even Madison. Look how crime destroyed our state street. And it took January 6th for the Democrats to finally care about crime and police. And it really makes me mad that finally it's an issue, only because Democrats, this president, runs everything by polls, and he's getting it wrong. He's now down into the 30s as approval ratings. Ron Johnson was proven right on inflation. This Build Back Better plan will break the country. Larry Summers, Obama's Secretary of Treasury, even said, don't pass these $5 trillion bills. And you're still tooting the horn. I can't believe it. Isn't inflation, doesn't gas and groceries cost enough for you Democrats yet? Or you truly want socialism? You want the government to run everything, and they do such a great job, like Kamala on the border. Now we're going to 18,000 people a day that are coming across our border illegally. And that's the thing. Republicans care about laws. Democrats don't. And you see it when you see perpetrators out on jail, no bond. You see day and day and day again, these cities are run by Democrats, Matt, not Republicans, because we believe in perpetrators of crime should be punished. You don't. Democrats don't. And that's why in Chicago, you see the mayor getting called out, and she blames the press for even saying that she's a failure. I don't understand you, Matt. You just, and then this president executive order. The only way he gets anything done is by executive order. Well, the Republicans and Ron Johnson were proven right on so many issues, and thank God for Elon Musk, because our First Amendment is finally going to be enforced on social media. We should have a right. And thank you for taking my call, Matt. I'd love to have a conversation with you, but Biden's war is because of his failures. Inflation is because of his failures.
Yeah, and let me just jump in. CJ, you hit a lot of issues, and I enjoy having you have your say. Obviously, I disagree, but I'll just say this before we go back to the lines, because the lines are filling up, and I want to get to everybody. When you say the Republicans are for law, the Republicans that broke into the Capitol trying to murder Mike Pence were not concerned about the law. They were concerned about breaking the law. Ukraine is not Biden's fault. The fact is that Trump allied himself with the Ruskies a long time ago because he's on the take. He was getting paid by him. And your party had better not re-nominate him, because this guy is bad news. With regard to everything else, we're not going to have time right now to go over the economic causes of inflation. Trump added $7 trillion to the national debt, 25% of it, just in his 4 years. And he's the one that put in the initial several trillion dollars to alleviate COVID, and then Biden put in more, and they were correct in doing that. So I'll say a little more, but I got to get to the line, CJ. I appreciate you calling in. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Gene?
I'm trying to contain myself. We have got the worst, most fraudulent, lying, criminal Republicans I've seen in my 67 years on this earth. Give me a break. We're coming out now. We're seeing all the lies and all of the texts leading up to the insurrections to steal my goddamn vote, to knock out the president that was elected by people like me and a lot of Republicans that couldn't stand that fraudulent, lying son of a gun that was running our country down in the gutter. That guy that turned it, went after both countries, Canada, Mexico, on each side of us, causing all kinds of problems. Then, hugging up to authoritative leaders and kicking people that were our friends and allies in the face. What the heck's the matter with you, CJ? Don't you have any concept of what's going on, reality? This is unbelievable. And Ron Johnson, who wanted to cut Obamacare immediately, is now running commercials on how he saved people's lives. Give me a break. Get into reality. No more fantasy. Republicans and fascist-type people have to be voted out of office. Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that. My blood pressure's going through the roof right now. You have a good day, and thank you.
It was very eloquent, Gene. I think we're going to use that in a commercial. That was excellent. Thank you very, very much. Right in the money. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling, Robert. What's on your mind today?
DJ really fired me up today. This guy is getting on my nerves. Let's talk about who Ron Johnson is. Ron Johnson is a Lutheran who gets himself on a Catholic church board up in the Green Bay, Appleton area. And Ron Johnson works with them to file bankruptcy and shield the church so that they don't have to pay restitution for all of the children that the priests have molested. That's who Ron Johnson is. Ron Johnson worked on a massive tax cut that put over $200,000 in his own pocket, gave chunks and chunks of money to the Uline family, to the widow down in Beloit, blew a hole in the deficit, $7 trillion, non-productive uses of funds. Didn't go back to, you know, education. You know, the companies complain we don't have enough skilled workers, but they don't want to pay for it. Everyone wants a free lunch. So, you know, and then the law and order thing, give me a frickin' break. Marjorie Taylor Greene was just in court perjuring herself, saying she doesn't recall that 2 weeks after January 6th, she was calling for martial law. When these guys can't win and all the votes come in and they lose, they were all working in a legal angle. The biggest problem with the Biden administration is they didn't charge these guys with treason, and they didn't take their lying broadcasting networks for these mental midgets off the air. They should have taken them off the air because they left them on to lie, the people like Tucker Carlson, and over time, these morons have convinced themselves that January 6th was not a big deal. No, they tried to overthrow the government, and we find out more about it every week. There's criminality all over this party. My question is, why aren't these people indicted? Merrick Garland should be indicting these people. They need to be in Guantanamo Bay, not out running for Congress. That's really all I have to say on the subject. CJ, please don't call back. You make everyone more ignorant every time we hear you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Robert. Yeah, you know, our station, or my show anyway, is probably different from a lot of shows that would be on conservative talk radio, because, you know, we welcome all points of view. I don't agree with all points of view, but I welcome all points of view, because I think that a really robust debate basically helps people form their opinions, and it basically helps people come to the right conclusion ultimately for them. So anybody's welcome to call in, and I enjoy talking to them, and I enjoy responding to them. And if there's something that's factually incorrect, then I can point that out, or historically incorrect. But other than that, I think this is great. You know, I'll tell you what, you don't get this show in Russia. You don't get this show in China. You know, that this show in the Middle East, if you don't parrot the company line, not only you're not going to get on the air, you're probably in the hoosegow. So that's what's great about America. The right-wing conservative talk shows don't subscribe to that. A lot of times you call into that, they want to know in advance what you want to talk about. They want to vet it. They want to vet it. Won't let you on the air. If they do, they let you on the air to yell at you and cut you off. So appreciate your marks, Robert, for calling in. We're going to go back to an issue, and I was glad to see this. In New York, Donald Trump has just been held in civil contempt for not complying with the New York Attorney General's subpoenas, and he's being fined daily $10,000 a day. $10,000 a day. Now, you may say with a billionaire, what does that matter? Well, his wealth is diminishing, and he also, however, has raised many hundreds of millions of dollars on Stop the Steal, that kind of thing. And he's using that for things that I think are really personal expenditures. I wouldn't be surprised if he paid this $10,000 a day fine out of that fund. And if he does, that's got to be looked at, because people contributed to that fund because they got hoodwinked into wanting to stop the steal and not pay his legal fees. But in any event, here's what's going on out there. That's Letitia James, the attorney general. She's standing up to Trump. This is the one where Trump, in his Manhattan properties, and she's a New York attorney general, so that includes Manhattan, would give two different valuations on values of his property. He'd lowball it for tax purposes and highball it for banks so that they would give him more money. That's a felony. Bragg, the guy, the newly elected DA in Madison, took a dive, told his team who were about to criminally charge Trump to back off. Somebody got to him. They have got to investigate that DA. He's got to get out of office. Letitia James, the attorney general, is not a criminal, unlike the Manhattan one. It's civil for fraud, just like Trump University. Remember, he paid $90 million on that. And she said, give me your documents. He goes, I don't have any. I'm like, the judge says, you can't just say you don't have any. You got to be specific about what happened to him. You know, remember, he chewed on some of them. He put some down the toilet, and he stole some of them and took them to Florida. This guy running for president again? Are you kidding me? Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. They just gave